listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Public Square is getting shut down for a massive party for Cleveland Rocks New Year's Eve. Don't miss fireworks, food, and drinks, and a special performance on the Ford soundstage from Cruella and a midnight countdown with Drew Carey. Visit OhioHomecoming.com for more info. That's OhioHomecoming.com for more info. Cleveland Rocks New Year's Eve. Feel free to hit us up with some barks or some whimpers, I guess, as it would be from the dog pound at this juncture.
Whimpers.
216-578-0850. That's 216-578-0850. Or you can tweet the show at Browns_daily. A phenomenal whimper there from you, Notorious. And yeah, just kind of a disappointing situation. We didn't really get too much into the comments of Jason Campbell, but just kind of what's your take on what the quarterback had to say? Because I know, you know, he talked about the hangover coming out of the New England game. And at that time, I thought, you know, okay, I understand the honesty there. But they did come out and had the lead. So it wasn't completely, you know, wasn't like the New England situation. But now, the fact that he's what he said following the loss to the Jets, I think I'm a little more troubled by.
Yeah, we said before that honesty is something you certainly want and look forward to when it comes to player comments or coaches' comments, because too often in this business you get company speak, right? You get the line that players feel they have to say, the politically correct thing. And Jason Campbell got away from that in two instances. And while there's part of us that says we welcome that, we welcome a guy who's opening up and giving us something good to listen to and talk about, the troubling part of that is it a reflection on into him, into what he's seeing and or expressing or feeling that you don't want from a quarterback, or is he opening up a bigger window to the rest of the team, and is he capturing that? 9 years in the National Football League, you're going to give a guy like that some credit for picking up on some certain things that he sees and feels around him, right? And give him some credibility, some legitimacy for that. However, I think it's from that position, I do want that guy to be more of the eternal optimist. I guess I'm too conditioned, and I don't want to be accused of being too old school here, but my standards for quarterbacking mentality and everything else, I'll go down this road, is set by people like the Jim Kellys that I spent a lot of time around, the John Elways, the Dan Marinos, the Bernie Kosars. There's a certain attitude and way in which they've carried themselves through their careers that would never, ever relate to what we heard from Jason Campbell. That's just not the leadership talk that or something they want to project. Now, can they tell you stuff that they feel privately, internally? Of course. And if you're around them and you're around a team long enough, and we both know this, you get that kind of talk too.
Sure.
But that's very different than what you openly express in to the media.
Yeah, and I think for a young team to have the quarterback say things like, you know, it just kind of unraveled, you don't want to hear that. And just basically saying that, you know, it starts with me. We've been disappointed by what's been happening in the past. You know, the confidence, we start trying to press, not saying relax. You need this veteran guy to be, this quarterback to be a leader. He needs to be the one that says, listen, it's going to be fine. We're going to take care of it. I'm going to make the plays. And, you know, you talk about those guys from the modern era, Tom Brady, Ben Roethlisberger, Aaron Rodgers. Those guys are all, get on my back. I'm going to get take care of it. I'm going to get the job done. And if I miss a pass, I'm going to hit the next pass, and it's not a big deal. But I think when you hear things like unravel and deflates from the quarterback, that's not what you want to hear. Mm-mm. And I think at times Jason Campbell's soft-spoken, his mild-mannered ways we talked about earlier in the year helped him deal with the adversity and step in and play well right out of the gate. But it could also be, you know, something that hinders him at a time like this, because those aren't – you need your quarterback to go ahead and step up. And actually, we do have some of the sound from Jason Campbell, so you guys can take a listen and form your own opinions.
Yeah, it felt awful. Like I said, early in the game, we had some opportunities, you know, to put points on the board, and when you don't do that, you know, it keeps another team around. And then once they start to get their break and they get their confidence going, you know, it's kind of, you know, you're kind of more disappointed instead of just keep playing the game. I think we start to press, and I think I started trying to press, you know, just trying to hit everything and make sure we can try to do things. And, instead of just staying relaxed and just let the game come to you. And like I said, it just felt that way, you know, because early in the game, you know, things happen.
Yeah.
I understand what he's saying.
It makes sense.
I get what he's saying.
It makes sense. We can't sit here and say he doesn't speak from, not only is he speaking from the heart, he's speaking truth here. But and maybe this is one of those things that the truth hurts too. You know, maybe it's so you just want it from you don't want it from him necessarily. I'm going to stop short of saying that it makes him the wrong guy to be the quarterback, and I want to leave my assessment of what he's doing to his performance in a game.
Sure.
Should there be a change for this last game? Should they make the decision that going with Tanny is the right way to finish the year, because you're at the very end, there's absolutely nothing to lose, and you get a chance to see some game action. This is Thaddeus Lewis, you know, that was driven by injury with last year to have him finish the season at Pittsburgh. You got the same scenario. You're ending a season in Pittsburgh, and you're going to give someone who's never seen the field before in a regular season game a chance to come in and play quarterback if that's where they would go. And I would get it, not because of what the guy said. Now, I'm not going to say it because of what we heard from Jason Campbell, but from his from his play. So that would be the thing. Do we want to Dino? Do we want to take a call here, real quick, or not? You want to play? All right, let's play another Campbell cut. Okay.
Pointed the way that like I said, letting things kind of get to you a little bit over the last couple of weeks, you know, because. You know, we feel like as a team we're building, and we're right there, and then it just kind of deflates you a little bit, you know, when you don't get the win and you don't get the W, because it's like you come back the same this weekend, and, you know, we're saying the same things to try to get better. And it's tough, you know, it's a lot easier when you're winning than when you're losing. But at the same time, I think the guys' effort is there. Like I said, guys continue to keep fighting and want to lay down, but like I said, today I think – you know, starting with me, we just started to press a little bit when things started to unravel early in the game.
That happened. That's
exactly
real.
Exactly what happened. No, he's saying exactly what we were talking about and we saw earlier. And it's just, you know, it is deflating. I understand. They've been eliminated from the playoffs. What are they playing for other than pride? And you keep getting this point. And it sounds to me like what we have talked about, where the self-doubt has crept in. And when it's crept into the 9-year veteran who a lot of the young guys on this team are probably looking to help lead them, that's when you're going to have the problems. And I think that's what sets up for a situation where you're up 10-0 on the Jets and you lose a game 24-13. So they basically score 24 points to your 3 from basically the final 2 minutes of the first half on. And it's unfortunate, and I know that he's – and I appreciate his honesty. I just think that the mentality that you have to have as a quarterback in this league, and it's kind of similar to what you have to have as a cornerback. You have to have that short-term memory. You have to say, all right, I missed his next throw. I'm not going to miss the next one, and you can't get down. You have to just keep – you have to be, as you said, going forward and being positive. But clearly this is wearing on this team, and a guy who's been around and experienced a lot of stuff on a lot of different teams, it is wearing on him, and he's sharing that, which, again, I appreciate his openness and his honesty.
There's a presence thing, and that's what that comes from. I do appreciate the honesty, but I also have to submit to the fact that you've got to have a presence. Let's go to Rocky River and say hi to John in Rocky River. Hey, John.
Quick, I want to touch on, I don't know if it was pointed out, that North Turner's San Diego Chargers are currently in the playoff hunt. The Arizona Cardinals are currently in the playoff hunt with that great defensive coordinator that we have that is going to blossom into the next great head coach. And Chudzinski's former team, the Carolina Panthers, are doing just fine without him. Not to mention, Philly doesn't look too bad without Joe Banner. I don't know if Santa's going to go find Misfit Island and fix all the toys, but if it is, it might be here in Cleveland, because it looks like we got a lot of retreads.
Okay, thank you for the call, John. I'm not going to argue with any of your points as far as where those teams are. Is there direct correlation to the absence of those coaches? I mean, and in one case, an executive, that might be a little stretch. That I want to give those teams credit for what they're doing, but are they better now because they don't have those guys involved? I thought Arizona's defense was pretty good when Ray Horton was there. I've seen the San Diego Chargers perform pretty well It's performing better, statistically better. There's no question. But I mean, it was a, you know, it was regarded a good defense.
For sure.
And anybody in Arizona, there was that great level of concern. Let's take it out of the Cleveland story and just make it an Arizona story. I talked with a whole bunch of people there after Ray Horton left to come here, and it was, how are they going to deal? You know, he had set the table for something really good and really impressive. And one of their storylines going into the season is, how are they going to handle it? Well, they've handled it quite well. They've handled it quite well, to their credit. But I'm not going to – I guess I'm not – this right now, here and now, today, not prepared to say that it is a collection, as you put it, of misfits, that the problems with this team is that they've pulled, again, to use your word, retreads into Cleveland, who are now leading the Browns nowhere. The results are the results, and you can't argue with those now. I'm willing to give everyone, the pickers of the talent as well as the coaches of the talent, another, at least let's see how the season begins, where it goes in 2014. Nathan has said this any number of times. I support it wholeheartedly. It'll all start with that first game. We'll get our answers as we got in 2013. Unfortunately, we'll get our answers from game one.
I think game one next year is obviously going to be massive. I don't agree that it's retreads. I know Cam Newton had the best stretch of his career, statistically speaking, at the end of last season with Rob Gronkowski, and hasn't kind of recaptured that last year. The offense is better statistically this year than it was last year here for the Cleveland Browns. And, you know, Trent Richardson is gone. There hasn't been a running game. There's been all the turmoil at quarterback. The defense statistically, again, is better, so I think there are improvements. It's a matter of wins and losses. If this is a team that got the job done in the fourth quarter in a couple of those games, there's no question that everybody would feel much differently about a 7-9 Browns team. They'd feel you'd feel much better. They're not a 7-9 Browns team. They're likely to be a 4-12 Browns team. That's the reality of the situation. And you know what? It is going to be on this front office to turn it around, as you can do and has been proven you can do in the National Football League with a phenomenal offseason this year, and this is the offseason that is going to define this group going forward.
Operative word, phenomenal.
It's got to be.
That's what it's got to be. It can't be okay. It can't be solid. We can't use words like, oh, they did a solid job. No, phenomenal. And phenomenal is quite a standard to reach.
It has to be a reshaping offseason.
And that's asking, it's asking a lot. It's not asking the impossible. I'm with you on that. But it's asking a lot. I am... knowing that it's asking a lot, I cannot sit here on December 23rd, 2013 and say I am fully confident, phenomenal, what was the other term you used? Change,
it's transformative.
Reshaping, all those words, pivotal, whether that's going to happen. I can't sit here with great confidence because that's hitting it so far out of the park. But is it doable and is it possible? Yeah, those, of course.
Well, right now they're sitting at the fourth pick.
Right.
There is the potential to get to the third
if the
Raiders win.
And if the Raiders win. And they lose.
And they lose, okay. Yes. Or if the Jags win, I think. I think it's right now, I think it goes Houston, Washington, so St. Louis via Washington, Jacksonville, Browns, Raiders, because the
and
Raiders
if,
have a tiebreaker.
And if they win, I was trying to figure this, look this up over time. If they win, they can fall back, what is it, five or six again? Because they were at sixth.
They can fall back. It depends. Depends on everything else that happens.
Yeah,
there are a lot
of
teams
that's
at four wins.
So it's a, okay. So we know it's a top. Well, of course it's a top 10 pick, but it's somewhere between that 6-4 range, I think, is fair to say right now.
Yes.
And that matters too. Yes. Where it is all along this discussion of thought, but I still want to feel that this train wreck doesn't go from train wreck to explosion, and I think that's the right. Worst thing is after a train wreck, after all the cars are sitting on their side with, you know, the Browns with the Browns logo all over it. Anyway, all right, we are going to have the head coach of the Browns join us in a little bit. He is Rob Chudzinski, and we'll have him in his regular spot here. It is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Is this a therapy Monday, Nathan?
Feels very therapeutic.
Are you feeling cleansed?
Yeah.
ESPN 850 WKRN.